From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to the program. We're going to be reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 1 to 10 in just a moment or two. This is a new section in our study of Mark's Gospel. For music this morning, we'll have Frank Boggs singing, How Great Thou Art. Those of you who listen into our Monday evening program at 9 o'clock know that we have been featuring a book, The History of the 59 Revival by Dr. Ian Paisley. The book has been attracting quite a bit of interest, and we continue to receive requests for copies. Now, as long as our supply of copies last, we will continue to send them out. I was encouraged this week by a letter from a lady who spoke of how God had challenged her and her husband through the radio programs. In a follow-up contact, I was assured of a determination on the part of these two Christians to press on with God and to return to Bible reading and prayer. I know the Lord will bless them. May He continue to bless His word as it's broadcast. Turn with me now, please, to Mark chapter 9. From verse 1 we're reading through to verse 10. And He said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with Him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and He was transfigured before them. And His raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. God will bless His word to our hearts. Now here's Frank Boggs singing, How Great Thou Art.
Thou art, how great Thou art.
To concentrate upon the very first verse of chapter 9 this morning. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. It is always an important rule to observe when seeking to understand the meaning of a verse in the Word of God, to look at the context in which it is set. Look at that which goes before. Look at that which follows after. This verse comes immediately after the Savior has been speaking of the need of self-denial if we are to enter into the kingdom of God. He speaks of losing our life in order to gain our souls. But he had mentioned the glorious benefits, the glorious rewards, that which will follow after, as a means of encouraging the life of self-denial. Because in the last verse of chapter 8 we read, When he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Praise God, there is that day when Christ will come in all his glory. When you get your eyes fixed on that day, then whatever is required of us here in our daily walk is more than worthwhile. To bear the cross is a light thing in the light of that day when we will wear the crown. Now, it's in that context, then, that we then come upon this verse, the first verse of chapter 9. Notice the verse begins with the word and, so it's directly linked to what has gone before. And he said unto them. Take a mental note, then. Whenever you want to understand what a verse means, start off by looking at its context. The Savior is speaking here to his disciples and some people who have gathered to hear him. And that, too, is important when we are trying to understand what the Word of God is saying. To whom is the Savior speaking? In verse 34 of chapter 8 it says, And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples. So he's speaking, as it were, to a mixed gathering. Not only his disciples, but there were people there who would not have been converted. And we must bear that in mind also when seeking to understand the meaning of God's word. So he's speaking to a crowd that includes those who are not saved. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. So having noticed that this statement is linked with the last statement uttered by the Savior, a reference to his coming in glory, I think that we can understand here then that when he speaks of the kingdom of God coming with power, at the end of the verse 1 of chapter 9, he's speaking of that day when he will, with visible glory, be seen upon this earth. And it's not until that day that the fullness of death will be known to sinful men and women. The Savior says there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. There's some of you here, and you're not saved, and you will never know the fullness of the power of death until I return and the final judgment begins. That's when the unconverted will see the kingdom of God coming in power. That is, of course, when the unconverted will experience the fullness of death. The child of God has experienced the power of God under the gospel. They have been converted. But the ungodly man who rejects the gospel knows nothing of the power of God. He doesn't see anything in the message of the gospel that indicates the power of God. Rather, it's only foolishness to him. He will not see the fullness of God's power even when he dies. It's true, and let me make this absolutely clear, when a sinner dies, he goes to hell. He goes to hell. He will suffer during his time in hell, but there is an occasion when he will be brought forth from hell to stand before God in judgment. And it is then that he will experience the full power of death. Let me read you some verses from the book of the Revelation. It's chapter 20, and the verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The word taste is important. It says that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death. The word means to try the flavor of, to partake of, to make trial of, to experience. Men will think it dreadful when they die and go to hell, but that will be nothing in comparison to what they will experience throughout eternity when they taste the fullness of death. Oh, that today you would hasten to Christ. I want to open this up a little more next week in the will of the Lord. May you take heed to the warning and seek Christ for mercy. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.